News, I'm Ben Thomas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's a gap between Israel's pledges to protect Palestinian civilians and the results so far, as its offensive against Hamas extends all the way to Rafah in southern Gaza. The House is punishing one of its own again.
The House of Representatives censures Jamal Bowman, representative from the 16th Congressional District of New York.
In September, Bowman triggered a fire alarm in a House office building while the chamber was in session. He says it was a mistake. Michigan's Lisa McClain and other Republicans say it was on purpose.
To cause chaos and stop the House from doing its business.
Bowman notes he's the third Democrat the GOP-led House has censured this year instead of working on real issues.
The Republican Party is deeply unserious and unable to legislate.
The censure, which is just a step below expulsion, caps a year of retribution that's seen the House kick out a member for just the third time since the Civil War and oust a speaker for the first time. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The White House putting pharmaceutical companies on notice it might cancel patents if drugs are not made affordable. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Taxpayers have spent hundreds of billions of dollars on research relevant to developing new prescription drugs. And more often than not, those drugs aren't available to families at an affordable price.
The number of Americans filing jobless claims ticked up modestly last week, but the overall number collecting unemployment benefits fell, about 1.86 million people. Mortgage rates eased again. That's 6 weeks in a row now. Freddie Mac puts the average on a 30-year at just over 7%. Wall Street broke a three-day losing streak. Seth Sutel has the closing numbers.
The S&P 500 rose 0.8%, holding near its highest level since March of 2022. The Dow rose 62 points. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.4%.
This is AP News. LSU's quarterback wins the AP's top honor in college football. Guthman Coolbaugh has the story.
Jaden Daniels is the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year.
Obviously, I can't do anything without my O-line, so that's the first people I want to recognize. Because I can't, all starts with them, blocking, snapping the balls.
Daniels received 35 of the 51 first place votes from AP Top 25 poll voters.
Really just going out there and just figure out ways I can take my game to another level. Whether that's the film study, just going out there and putting the work, putting the extra time.
Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. was second. Oregon QB Bo Nix was third, ahead of Ohio State receiver Marvin Harrison and Oklahoma State running back Ollie Gordon II. Daniels is the second LSU player in five seasons to win the award. Joe Burrow won in 2019 when he also won the Heisman Trophy. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.